Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. In Women Who Knew Jesus, author Reverend Dr. Bonnie Ring provides poignant descriptions of all the women who encountered Jesus, including his mother. Each woman is treated individually to convey their impact Jesus had on her. Discover your similarity to the woman who knew Jesus, come to know him as they did, perhaps for the first time, and discover new life. Dr. Bonnie Ring has devoted her life to living out God's all-inclusive love. Educated at Vassar College and New York University, Dr. Bonnie completed master's and doctoral degrees in education from Boston University with additional graduate study at UCLA in applied behavioral sciences and UCSF in human sexuality. She received a master's in divinity degree from Church Divinity School of the Pacific and taught there as an adjunct faculty in pastoral theology. An Episcopal priest and acclaimed retreat leader and spiritual director, we welcome back to This Week in America, Reverend Dr. Bonnie Ring, author of Women Who Knew Jesus. Dr. Ring, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. I'm really glad to be here.
Fascinating
we
book.
We had a wonderful conversation many years ago.
We did.
And now that the book is being republished, it's perfect to speak to it again.
Well, I really enjoyed our last conversation and looking forward to talking about it again. The book is republished. We'll give you all the information as we go through the conversation, Women Who Knew Jesus. Let's go back to the beginning. How did you get interested in the women who knew Jesus? How did this come about?
It's a wonderful story. My first year of seminary, I went to seminary at the age of 46. And in my first semester, the course in church history required us to write 5 meditations on saints from the first 500 years of the church. And I, without a thought, said, is it okay if I choose all women? What did I know? And he was brand new out of Princeton University with his doctorate, said, oh, of course, Bonnie, but I'm not sure you'll find 5 that qualify.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, that just triggered my little feminist heart.
Yes.
So that's the real story of how it got started. I wrote the 5 meditations. 3 of them were about women who knew Jesus, and 2 of them were later saints, Monica, Augustine's mother, and I can't remember who the 4th, 5th one was. And then about 4 years later, I was invited to lead a retreat for women from the Piedmont Community Church, which is not my own denomination. And as I talked with them, it seemed to me that doing a retreat on the women who knew Jesus would be a wonderful way to give them some role models. And so I suggested that, and that became the name of the retreat, and that was the beginning. And I've been doing it for 34 years since.
What was the reaction when the title of this, the retreat, the main topic was Women Who Knew Jesus? What was the response you got from the people there?
Well, I don't think they knew about these women.
Yes.
In 86, when I started seminary, very few women were in the Sunday lectionary, so they didn't hear about them at church. The only ones they knew about were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus. So to give them 17, 18 stories about other women suddenly made sense to them, in the sense that the male apostles didn't have the same reaction to Jesus as the women did. The women really appreciated his teaching, his healing gifts, his affirmation of them. Women were second-class citizens in Jesus' time, and he treated them like equals.
You know, it's a fascinating...
They didn't know there were women apostles.
Well, yes, and I mean, it's a fascinating perspective, and one that really hasn't been touched upon until now with Reverend Dr. Bonnie Ring and her book, Women Who Knew Jesus. How is this relevant to a wider audience today, do you think?
Well, I think that the emphasis today by women to have equal rights and an equal say makes this book even more relevant, because it gives us a sense of the historical value that women have always placed but haven't been recognized.
That's so fascinating how you bring this to life. And you were challenged with five. You have 20 in the book. How did you go about choosing the women who you represent in the book, Women Who Knew Jesus?
I simply went through the four Gospels, and I identified every story about a woman. I was helped a little bit by Elizabeth Moltmann Wendell, who's a German theologian, and she wrote a book called The Women Around Jesus. So I got most of the ideas from her, but I had to comb through the Gospels and pull out the stories.
What impact did this have on you? Were you surprised at what you found as you were doing the research?
Absolutely, because for many years, I just talked about six women. And when I was completing a retreat on the six women with a church from San Jose, they said to me, come back next year. You can either repeat this retreat because it's wonderful, or give us some more women to study. And that's how the rest of the women got studied. I was able to do, in a year's time, nine more women. And they loved it. And I began to appreciate the range of variety of personalities and incidents that Jesus had with these different women. And so when I was giving that retreat the second time, I suddenly realized I could write a book, and women everywhere could learn about these women. And that's when I added Mary, the mother of Jesus, to the book. She wasn't in the retreat when I revised it.
Yes.
So that's what birthed the book.
It's an amazing story, an amazing book, and you want to spend plenty of time sitting and reading. You will want to. You will not want to lay the book down. Just one more chapter before you call it a day. The book is Women Who Knew Jesus by Reverend Dr. Bonnie Ring. Her website is womenwhoknewjesus.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, publisher, urlinkpublishing.com. Of course, link on to Dr. Bonnie's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We learn about these women. We also, do you think, learn something different about Jesus? Is there something that may differ from what...
Oh, yes. In fact, I've been rereading my favorite book on Jesus. It's called Meeting Jesus Again for the First Time by Marcus Borg. And he talks so explicitly about how Jesus discounted the focus on the law and obedience to all its requirements, and instead preached a God of compassion, not a God of judgment or rules. And that's what you get when you start looking at the actual stories between Jesus and the women, is he showed enormous compassion, even when he was initially hostile because it wasn't a Jewish woman and she was intruding on his private space. He finally listened to her and then gave her exactly what she asked for.
Who are some of your favorite characters among the women portrayed in your book, Women Who Knew Jesus? What were some of your favorites? I hate to have you sort of list them, but I'm sure there are probably a couple that come to mind that really resonated. Yes.
I think my favorite is Mary Magdalene, and the reason for that is that when Pope Gregory the Great decided that all the women who had anointed Jesus were the same woman and it was a prostitute, he maligned her and rose Mary, the mother of Jesus, as the perfect woman, and Mary Magdalene as the condemned woman. And the truth is that she was healed by Jesus and became a companion and a fellow teacher and a fellow healer. She was instrumental in developing the church after he died. So she's been I took a course called The Gospel of John as Instant Cedar at the Franciscan School at the seminary, and I got to portray Mary Magdalene, and you could have heard a pin drop. It was such a hushed audience when I described her response to Jesus, and I just felt close to her. She's my lady. Well, in fact, we're going to talk about it next week, but I wrote a children's book just on Mary Magdalene. It's the only one there is.
The only one?
But I want to hold her up as, you know, the apostle to the apostles.
Well, it'll be a fascinating conversation next week when we discuss that book. Both books available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Reverend Dr. Bonnie King's website, which is womenwhoknewjesus.com. Book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Publisher, urlinkpublishing.com. Let's talk a little bit about the reaction you're getting, because this really is new ground for most people. I want to touch on a couple of reviews here in a second, but what kind of reaction have you been getting to Women Who Knew Jesus?
Oh, it's been so positive. You know, you asked me about favorite women, and the stereotypes about women and the constraints on women's roles affected which of these women people knew about and which ones they didn't.
Yes.
But there's a wonderful long conversation between Jesus and a woman from Samaria who never is given a name, but she talks to Jesus as if she's a peer, and she asks theological questions and he gives theological answers, and it just makes so much sense. You can imagine yourself having that conversation as well.
The book is Women Who Knew Jesus. One of the reviews touched on that, I believe. Women who are real people, not just foils for Jesus' ministry. It really, so often they're sort of secondary characters in the story. You have them right there, very instrumental in Jesus' message. Talk about that aspect of bringing that out. And I think you just related to that on that story.
Oh, yes. But, you know, if you think about it, what we know about the 12 male apostles is very little. They were instrumental in bringing Jesus to people, but their own relationship with Jesus is very understated in the Bible. And so when these women encounter him, you learn so much about him. And the amazing thing is that he was changed by them just as much as they were changed by him. You know, he didn't think he belonged to be responsive to anybody but the house of Israel. And when non-Jewish people approached him and asked for his help, he suddenly expanded his understanding of his own ministry.
It's just such
his first reaction was, I'm only here for the house of Israel. Bye.
It is such an important, powerful book, an eye-opening book, Women Who Knew Jesus by Reverend Dr. Bonnie Ring. Her website is very simple, womenwhoknewjesus.com. One other review talking about Dr. Ring brings them forward, the women, the characters that normally on Sunday relegated to the background and basking in the aura of Jesus. And it really gives them a new light by their actions, words, and lives.
And one of the wonderful things, Rick, is that when the Revised Common Lectionary was created in the late 80s, all but two of the stories of the women are now on Sunday, sometime during the three-year cycle.
Fascinating.
So they are being taught. And I'm always willing to go to any church and preach about one of them if it's her Sunday, you know.
Yes, it's such a powerful presentation, and you've been doing this, as you mentioned, for retreats, now doing it for everybody with the book Women Who Knew Jesus. And you really, with each of these women, once you finish that chapter, you go away with your thoughts about them changed, don't you?
Oh, yes. They become people in their own right. And I think we all need role models. But who would have guessed that we could find role models from the first century of, you know, the church?
Yes. I mentioned that it changes for the women. It changes in our perception of Jesus, doesn't it? It gives us a different perspective of him, maybe a fuller perspective of him.
He was so accepting and so appreciative. And in his day, a man did not talk to a woman unless it was his wife or his sister. So if you can imagine all of these conversations taking place in public places where he did not know these women before the conversation took place, and he just brushed aside the taboo against talking to people you didn't know, and especially talking to women you didn't know, and he treated them like he was their brother.
Besides the knowledge that you bring us about the women who knew Jesus, what do you hope the message is, the takeaway that resonates with the reader after they finish reading the book? How do they apply this to real life?
Well, I think Marcus Borg talks about the pre-Easter Jesus and the post-Easter Jesus. My book is about the pre-Easter Jesus. The post-Easter Jesus, which deals with resurrection and I'm the Messiah, et cetera, that diminishes your understanding of him as a human being. And I think it's the human Jesus that shows us the caring nature of God. It's his very humanness. It's his generosity with his time, his talent, and his healing power. And so it gives us a way to see God that we might not have if it's all focused on the holy and the messianic message.
Yes. A couple minutes left. Our guest back on the program is Reverend Dr. Bonnie Ring. The book is Women Who Knew Jesus, or website womenwhoknewjesus.com, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, published by urlinkpublishing.com, and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One thing I read in the book says, often without a name, these women had convictions about Jesus and a sense of security with him that surpassed that of his male disciples. Talk about that aspect of it, that relationship.
Well, I think his male disciples were typically male, and they didn't discuss feelings, and they often misunderstood him because he didn't always speak directly. He often gave allusions to things, like when Lazarus was sick, he said he was sleeping, but he really meant he had died. And Thomas immediately said, well, let's go die with him. I mean, Jesus then had to say, no, it's not that he's sleeping, it's that he died.
Yes.
And we're going to bring him back to life. Wow. You know, and who was there to see Lazarus come back to life? The women, his sisters, and the women who came to console them from Jerusalem because their brother had died, and they were all so amazed at his being able to do something they thought only God could do. But Jesus resurrected three people in his lifetime. It was always because of a response of compassion toward the person who was grieving.
The book is Women Who Knew Jesus by Reverend Dr. Bonnie Ring. I've got a couple minutes left in the program. Mentioned this is republished. The book is there and reaching so many people and getting such excellent reviews. What have you learned from your experiences with small, non-traditional publishers? You've worked with them in getting the book to this point. What's it been like?
It's not easy. Many of them are, I want to say crooks. they were very eager to take your money and say, we're going to market this and we're going to market that. I miss the UR Link because I'm gone back to UR Link. They were so trustworthy, and they've been just marvelous in revising the book. But, you know, you have to be very careful. As a new writer, someone suggested the self-publishing industry to me, and if I weren't as old as I am, I would have struggled to get into the traditional publishers. But I was eager to get printed, and so I, you know, sound foolish.
I guess the message is be very careful. Do a lot of Googling as you're being approached by companies.
And there's now a whole list of publishers not to trust.
Well, yes, and if you Google,
you'll find through Google.
You'll get all of that information. This book published by UR Link Publishing, the website urlinkpublishing.com. Of course, the book available wherever books are sold. You mentioned the new book that we're going to talk about next week, Mary Magdalene, A Disciple and Friend of Jesus. That book's out there. Are you working on any other books at the time, present time?
Well, I'm thinking about a book of Jesus as a Spiritual Mentor. That was the name of a retreat I took with Marcus Borg years ago, and there are little snippets of his meeting Jesus again that deal with that, but I thought I could take all the passages where he gives advice about your spiritual life and put that in a book. So that's my next one.
Your work is always
It's also possible I'll do more children's books because they seem to be popular.
Well, everything you do is thought-provoking, and I can't wait till our next discussion to talk about the children's book and how you approach that and the story that you tell there. That book is Mary Magdalene, A Disciple and Friend of Jesus. We'll be talking about that on an upcoming episode of This Week in America, right now available, Women Who Knew Jesus. Reverend Dr. Bonnie King has been back with us on the program a few years ago, talked about it. Bonnie, great to have you back with us. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and looking forward to doing it again.
Terrific. Thank you.
You're welcome. Reverend Dr. Bonnie Ring. The book is Women Who Knew Jesus, womenwhoknewjesus.com. The name of the book is the website. Very simple. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.